Welcome to The Art Box, recorded in our beautiful Mesquite, Nevada, and sponsored by the Virgin Valley Artists Association. Our association provides creative opportunities for all ages. Get creative with us at the Mesquite Fine Arts Center, 15 West Mesquite Boulevard, or find us online at mesquitefineartscenter.com or on Facebook, The Art Box.
Hi, this is Linda with the Art Box Podcast. I'm so happy to be here today. We have a suggestion from one of our listeners. My granddaughter, Natalie, helped me interview Terry Wayne recently with the Terry Wayne Project, a popular band out of Las Vegas. Natalie did such a good job that one of our listeners wrote in and asked us to do a podcast just on Natalie and her music. So we're doing a quick 10-minute podcast, and we hope you enjoy it. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm pretty tired, though, from hiking Snow Canyon.
We had a great time, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Had a great lunch at Cliffside Restaurant in St. George, overlooking the city.
Yep.
And then another wonderful thing happened. You introduced me to another new food. I've eaten Thai a few times with you here.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we try today for dessert?
I tried rolled ice cream for the first time with you.
That was really interesting, just to see how they make it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good. I had more than I could eat. So here we are. We're about to fall asleep. We've had a long hike, got lost a little bit, had a lot of food. But we're going to do a quick 10-minute podcast. So, Natalie, would you like to tell our listeners what instrument you play and what school do you play for?
So I live in St. Charles, Missouri area. I play the saxophone at Francis L. High School. I'm a sophomore.
In the past, you have been in the jazz band?
Yeah, when I was in middle school, there was a jazz band, and I'm hoping I can play in the jazz band this upcoming year as a sophomore.
That's fantastic. And now you play in the marching band?
Yeah, I do marching band as an extracurricular activity. Yeah.
And that combines music and physical fitness, doesn't it?
Yeah. You march and you band.
So you were telling me that you have some challenges in trying to keep everything together on your schedule. You have a pretty hectic schedule this summer, don't you?
Last year it was really, really crazy, but this year it's not too bad. I have marching band practices every Tuesday right now, but there's a thing called band camp where that's when we have like day practices, and this time we only have band camp for a week. But they're 12-hour-long days of
wow.
Being at the school and practicing.
That's quite a schedule.
Yeah.
Quite a difficult schedule.
Especially in the, like, hot, humid Missouri weather, that's going to be, like, 80, 90 degrees out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you practice in shorts and things like that?
Yeah, yeah. For competitions, you put on, like, the uniform, right?
Okay.
But for all practices, the most we'll do if we do need to get dressed is we'll put on the marching shoes, which is like these like black leather shoes that are specifically made for marching.
Because you have to get used to marching in those, right?
Every
shoe feels a little bit different.
So and it's good to like break them down too, because
right.
A lot of people get new ones every year, and they're like $40. They're a
little expensive.
Yeah. And that's if you like pack order them.
Okay.
If you get them in a big group of them,
okay.
Then it's a little bit cheaper. But if you buy them separately, it's a lot more expensive because you have to ship them out to you.
Oh, okay. How did you start leaning toward the saxophone? The saxophone is such a beautiful instrument, and it's such an integral part of jazz and many other bands. So what happened to point you in that direction?
To point me to the saxophone? I mean, So whenever you go into middle school in my district, you can have a band night if you're thinking about doing band or if you signed up for band for middle school as an elective. And that's just when you go around and try out various instruments. So I tried a lot of different like woodwinds, and I was like, I really like the reeded wood ones, like the clarinet and the saxophone. And I just like told my dad just to put those two on my little form because it told you to do your top two instruments that you would like to play. And he put saxophone as the first and clarinet as the second. So it was kind of chance that I played saxophone. But thankfully I did because I do not like the clarinet as much as saxophone. Just the sound of it. I don't know how to play clarinet, but I do like the saxophone sound a lot more than clarinet. And I think a lot of people would agree on that with me.
I love the saxophone. How did you first get started in music? Who influenced you?
Well, just like when I was born, my mother grew up in a church choir and all that and did like handbells and everything like that. So she had a pretty good voice and she used to sing me lullabies when I was first born and if I couldn't sleep. So that was very nice. I guess that was like my first exposure to music. And then like later on in life, I started to get more into it. My grandpa really liked jazz and stuff and we listened to that sometimes with him.
And you were telling me in the car earlier that you enjoyed the music from the cartoons that Grandpa Ron would play for you.
The older cartoons like the Roadrunner and Donald Duck. What was
Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny, yeah.
Yes.
Bugs Bunny has like a duck in it too, right?
And you know, it's funny because a lot of kids don't listen to the music; they're watching cartoons. But the music captivated you. That's really interesting. So I was asking you also, for me listening to music, it has to be a totally different experience than somebody like you who plays an instrument and understands music so much better than I do. And in fact, we got in the vehicle and I had it turned to all my pop dance music because I love to dance. And I asked you to go ahead and change it to Sirius. What you would like, and what channel did you change it to?
There was like a Sinatra channel, so it was just like older jazz sort of music.
Right, all the old jazz music. So we listened to Ella Fitzgerald and a little bit of Johnny Mercer songs. Mm-hmm. It was great. Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me again, how is it different for you to listen to music than somebody like me who knows nothing about reading music?
Well, I think listening to music is different for everyone. Everyone picks up on different things and experiences differently. And even just like you can listen to the same song like tons of different times and notice various different details each time. And I think that, like, just as a musician, you seem to, like, understand, like, you can figure out the time signature pretty easily and figure out the beat a lot better. You also kind of know, like, what pitch, like, if there's a singer, you can kind of tell the pitch about a little bit easier. Especially if you were in choir, you can sing to it a lot better and be, like, on key versus other people who might not be on key. But, like, I don't really have, like, perfect pitch or relative pitch or anything like that, but I tend to, like, kind of get the idea of that. I can also, like, identify instruments better than some other ones, like, know the actual names to them, such as, like, drum set or trumpet.
Mm-hmm. When was the first time you played for an audience? Do you remember that and how that felt? Were you nervous about it?
I will say, like, I mean, I practiced, like, in my house in sixth grade when I first started playing saxophone. But before that, I played recorder in, like, fourth grade and all that. So I guess that would be my first kind of performance in front of people, was doing, like, recorder playing tests. But I will say the sixth grade concert that we had was very different, all the different instruments together and just hearing everything. Because going up to that, you started in a class with just, like, our class was saxophone and French horn. And then the first sixth grade concert was really interesting because you put all that together.
With every other instrument,
yeah.
Right? Wow.
Whenever you hear all the instruments together, it's a lot different than just a piece of the song, even if it was like a very simple song.
That's really interesting. I'm sure that would be different.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a time where you just blanked out, or how do you handle a mistake? Well, if you make a mistake while you're trying to play.
It kind of depends who I'm playing to. If it's a musical judge, or like if I'm auditioning for something, I'm probably going to freak out a little. But if it's just to my parents or in the sixth grade concert or any sort of band concert, I'm more chill out about that. Like, it just depends on who it is, because musicians will notice, but others won't. So auditions, that's why auditions are so much scarier than just a concert. Because I get that, like, a concert, you spend all this time practicing and working up to it, but an audition, you also spend a lot of time practicing. It's just by yourself, usually. It's just to present to this one judge that knows, like, that is a professional musician.
Right.
That's really scary.
That would be very intimidating, I'm sure. If you make a mistake, do you just keep going then, keep playing, or do you throw your hands up and run off the stage?
You never do that, no. You have to keep going because it's so much worse to just, like, make everyone know that you have a mistake. Like, that's what I've heard a lot from all the teachers and stuff. Don't ever, like, make a facial expression when you're playing music that shows that you made a mistake. Because people will pick up on your, like, behavior and stuff, but they probably won't notice the mistake. Especially if you're a part of a big band like I've always been.
I remember when we interviewed Terry Wayne and you asked him about making mistakes.
Yeah.
And he said he just keeps playing and smiling and people are having so much fun dancing, they don't hardly ever notice, right?
Yeah, when I first started, I would, like, stop and, like, restart the whole song whenever, like, in sixth grade when I first started playing sax. But, like, my lessons teacher was like, no, just keep going. I get that you keep messing up right there, but you got to keep going. Mm-hmm. Even if you mess up in a little spot. And that's what, usually when you practice, you find those mistakes, and then you just work on that one section of the song.
Mm-hmm.
You don't practice by just repeating the whole song over and over and over. That will get you nowhere. That's just gonna, that might just make you worse.
Sure.
You just want to focus on a section that you're having troubles with and slow it down and all that.
Right. And you're a very dedicated band student. I noticed that when you came here, your dad rented a saxophone for you to practice because you wanted to work on memorizing the new tunes for the band, right?
Yeah, for marching band. That's just because I'm pretty bad at memorization, and I knew I was missing two practices while I was on this vacation. Mm-hmm. But
I think you're pretty good at memorization.
Okay, so it's different. Marching band's different because it's like memorization and also marching. So it's it's difficult in that sort of way, and sometimes you do just, like, not play. Just to, like, catch your breath usually?
Sure. For me, it would be like patting my head and rubbing my stomach. I couldn't do that.
You can't do that?
At the same time, no.
I can do that.
Well, good.
It's not too bad. It's not too difficult. And you're not constantly marching. You, like, sometimes do a little pose and play your little stuff. And you also are sometimes not playing. A lot of times the pit is playing something while you do some choreography or something.
Okay. What do you hope to accomplish in the future with your music? How do you hope it will impact people, or where do you hope to go? Is music going to be a big part of your life from now on, whether it's a career or just for enjoyment? What's it mean to you?
I don't think it's going to become a career for me because I'm not phenomenal. And I'm not, like, super focused on that, but, like, who knows? I'm still pretty young. I have no idea what I'm really, nothing's set in stone on, like, a future job for me. But, you know, I like music. I think I'm fairly good at it, but, like, it's kind of hard to get below an A in a band class, if that makes sense. They're pretty easy to pass on.
But I get the impression it's going to be a big factor in your life.
Yeah.
Whether you do it for your personal enjoyment or
profession. What I was saying is I don't think it's going to be a job for me professionally, but maybe when I'm like older and like retired, I would pick it up again. We'll see how like demanding the job I actually take is, if that makes sense. But I do like own a saxophone and I plan on keeping that in good shape and
sure,
not just let it rot in a corner somewhere.
Oh, sure.
Even if I don't end up buying another one, because professionals obviously have like own like at least like three saxophones, right? Or three of like just like whatever their main instrument is. Mm-hmm. If you're a saxophone player, you probably have way more than that because you probably have various different types of saxophones too, like alto and tenor and barry, soprano.
Sure.
I really like music, and I really think that even if you aren't, like, a band kid or aren't in choir or anything, or even just, like, theater or any of the fine arts, you can kind of find it, like, everywhere in music. Like, no one hardly dislikes music. Like, it's kind of hard to find people who just genuinely do not like listening to music. Like, I get not liking a genre, but mm-hmm. It touches everyone in some sort of way, and it's enjoyable.
And you were telling me you like just about every kind of music, right?
Yeah, I like most kinds of music. probably my least favorite genre is country, but there's still some country songs that I quite like and find interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Natalie, for sharing with us today. And Grandma's going to miss you, Reverend Grandpa. So we thank you for spending time with us.
Broadcasting from the Mesquite Works Steam Center in the scenic Mojave Desert, the Art Box sponsors thank you for listening. You can find us on Spotify and Amazon Music. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We welcome all comments. You can email us at artboxvv@gmail.com. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of its hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the Virgin Valley Artists Association.